Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Without further ado, we welcome in now LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron. Coach, Bobby's not here tonight. He's taking a little R&R with the announcement of Drew Brees on Monday. He was supposed to be off Monday, but we changed it to today. So, you know, Bobby's going to get his days off.
Hey, no question. Good to talk to you, Christian. Great to be on the show.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for the time. Before we get into spring practice that opened for you guys, I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to reflect on Drew Brees' career. He announced his retirement. You were with that organization for a short time back in 2007. You got to see Drew up close. What was that experience like?
You know, Christian, I remember sitting out of my little office, looking out my little window, and there in the practice field was a 7-on-7. And there was no coaches out there. It couldn't be out there. It was before OTAs. It was run by Drew Brees. And it's the best darn 7-on-7 I've ever seen. I was so impressed with him before I even met him. My first game at the University of Southern California was against Purdue. It was against a young quarterback named Drew Brees. And we couldn't stop him. But, you know, just being with him every day to see his work ethic, to see his leadership, and to think what him and his wife have done for leaders in the community and the way they represent the state of Louisiana. Just we wish him the best, but I know he's a Louisianan at heart. What a wonderful family.
LSU coach Ed Orgeron here on Sports Talk. Coach, let's dive right into the spring early goings. How's it going so far?
You know, the 14 days of football school, putting in a new offense and a new defense, the fourth quarter, the training by Tommy Moffitt allowed us to start very fast. We had a very tough and grueling practice, although it was only in helmets, but we did a lot of stuff and we hit the ground running. I thought our guys did very well. There was very few mental errors because we kept it simple on both sides of the football. We had new plays in and new plays, obviously, on offense and defense. I thought our guys handled it well. I was very impressed with the defense. They were in position. They ran through the football, and they were positioned to make tackles. I was impressed by our quarterbacks. Max Johnson, Miles Brennan, T.J. Finley, and Garrett Nussmeyer all made some excellent plays. Our offensive line, obviously, very experienced. Keyshawn Boutte made some excellent catches. And I thought our defense ran through the football very well.
LSU coach Ed Orgeron here on Sports Talk. And coach, rewind the clock this time last year, opposed to what you all are dealing with now this year. I'm not saying that the virus is gone. I'm certainly not, but the vaccines are starting to come out, and we have a better understanding about this virus. If you could just reflect back on this time a year ago compared to what you're dealing with now.
I think this is very close. Either today or yesterday was the day that they told us that we couldn't have spring ball. I couldn't believe it. And then before you know it, all our players were going home and all our coaches were going home. And I was left in the office by myself for 3 months. And, we tried the best that we could. I think everybody was in shock. We tried the best that we could to do what we could do. But obviously it hurt us. So there's a lot more things that we're doing with our football team. We got them with us at school. They're growing as a football team, you know, seeing each other every day. Leadership is being developed. The coaches are being together every day. So it's a completely different atmosphere than it was 1 year ago. I promise you that.
Max Johnson getting first team reps at quarterback. How did he look? And also, I got a kind of two-part question for you. I saw a picture of Miles Brennan the other day, and he's yoked. He is absolutely yoked. He looks even different than he did last year in terms of just his overall strength and fitness level.
Yeah, he's looking really good. You know, we had a fourth quarter program. And there are four opportunities that we voted. and three out of the four times Miles Brennan was voted elite. And so he has had an excellent offseason. You know, like I said yesterday, Max took the first snap at the first team, but he didn't take all the first team reps. Everybody had an opportunity with first team reps. Everybody's going to have an equal opportunity. It's an open competition. Let the best man win.
When do you think you'll have maybe settle on the idea of who your starting quarterback is? Will that be later in the fall?
Yeah, you know, it's going to take a while. You know, we're obviously putting in a new offense, taking our time. You know, we got 14 more days of spring ball. We have football school, then we have camp. I think it's going to go all the way down to the end of camp and let the competition handle itself. You know, dwindle it down to three, dwindle it down to two, then let the best man win.
What's your impressions of Garrett Nussmeier?
Man, I'll tell you what. You know, we had a – Christian, you'll love this. We had a home run hitting contest last Thursday in Tiger Stadium. Our guys loved it. But the most impressive thing in the home run hitting contest was a shortstop named Garrett Nussmeier. I don't know if I've seen a shortstop there. I'm glad the professional scouts weren't there for baseball because I'd have lost it. You're talking about short area quickness and great with his hands. And then yesterday he made about two or three plays that were phenomenal. I mean, the guy can move around. He has great vision. He's going to be an excellent player for us.
You haven't shared that news yet with Paul Maneri, huh? Because he might go try to get some baseball.
I'm not yet. I'm not showing him the film.
What about the safety position, Coach? Is that an area we're going to have to maybe count on a freshman to crack the lineup?
Yeah. You know, count on Todd Harrison having a great year. You know, we got Cam Lewis, who's a veteran. He's been a veteran backup for us. Jordan Toles is in there battling. I'm really impressed with Derek Davis. Derek Davis is a mid-year graduate from Pittsburgh. Was the number two safety in the country, 6'1", 195. Great athlete. Could probably play tailback. Statue. He looks like Jamal Adams. That type of young man. Great character. Then Ryan Sage right there from Lafayette was the number one safety in the country. And Matthew Langwell. So, yes, I see one freshman possibly starting, two possibly in the rotation.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. And, Coach, you mentioned that there's a new offense being installed. Is there some carryover in principles, at least, of the spread that Joe Brady once ran there?
It's all of it. All of it. It's Joe Brady's offense as far as the spread. Now, we are taking some snaps under center. We will have some 12 personnel run the football in. So it's a little bit more multiple than just the spread. But it's all Joe's plays from the spread. Now, there's some different variations that have changed the last couple of years. But mostly it's Joe's offense.
Your area of expertise, D-line, how are you guys looking there? And talk about some of the players along that defensive line that you're high on.
First day was good. I thought Glenn Logan and Neil Farrell had a great day inside. So did Joe Evans. Really impressed with Mason Smith from Terrebonne High School. You know, Mason's 6'5 and three quarters, 300. Can move, is very, very quick. Comes out with a flat back. He has 36 and a quarter arms, 85-inch wingspan. He looks like a pro out there already. He's only a mid-year graduate. Ollie Gay had an outstanding day yesterday. Andre Anthony and V.J. Ogilary, which should be very strong up front.
Running back, you guys had a ton of talent, young talent at that position, John Emery being one of them. How is he looking in the other running backs?
You know, John had a big – you know, we threw the ball to the tailback yesterday in practice more than we did most of the season last year. John had a nice little – route that we ran with Clyde Edwards-Helaire went for about 80 yards. You know, John's a great athlete. You put him in space. Tyron Davis had some good runs. And the guy that probably had the best day yesterday was Trey Bradford. He had some big, long runs. Trey's 5'11", 198. Has had an excellent offseason. Will be a force for us at running back.
How are things going on the defensive side of the football with a new scheme as well?
Yeah, I like it. We're attacking. It's 4-3. You know, just the same thing we did at Miami. Same thing we did at USC. You know, Coach comes from the Minnesota Vikings. Zimmer's been an outstanding coach for the Dallas Cowboys. Defensive backs, back seven is his strength. We're matching all our strengths together. I got a great young defensive line coach, Blake Baker from Miami, as linebacker coach. I think we have an excellent staff. They're young and they're eager, and our guys have been very receptive to them.
How good do you feel about your offensive line? That seems to be an area that you guys should be really good at.
Needs to be the strength. Yeah, I'm challenging. You know, Ed Ingham, Shannon Leham, Chase Hine, Austin Douglas, Darryl Rosenthal, come on, man. You know, those guys are coming back, and they played a lot of football. A lot of them are championship players. They're coming back for the second year as that lineup starting. They should be very good.
What's the players' mood like, too? I asked you to reflect back on a year ago. What's the difference now about their optimism compared to last year? They were sent home. They didn't know.
Well, sent home, there's no hangover from last year. I promise you that. You know, ain't nobody reading their press clippings. You know, everybody's hungry. You know, everybody learned the lesson. I think that we've all been humbled. Everybody's hungry, ready to go, understand the expectation at LSU, and we invite it. I think that they feel good about 20 or 22 guys decided to come back. You know, we had a great treat yesterday right before practice. Clyde Edwards-Helaire showed up. He said, I wanted to wait the first day of spring practice. So I wanted to let y'all know the first day of spring practice 2019 changed my career. I'd waited my turn. I earned my way. And look what happened to me. And some of you are going to earn your way up, and it's going to happen to you too. I tell you what, it's a very motivational speech, and it was great to see him coming back.
Coach, do you think that we kind of have a short memory considering you guys just won a national championship 2 years ago, but then again, I would imagine you embrace that idea that LSU should win multiple national championships in a span of 10 years or so?
No question. I know that. You know, somebody asked me that the other day. And you didn't have to tell me about the expectation of LSU. I was born with them. I understand. You know, that's why I wanted the job here. The expectation is to be the very best at LSU. And I said it the day I was hired. I understand the expectation of LSU, and I invite him because I have the same of me and my staff. And that's never going to change.
LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron, thank you so much for carving out some time. We'll check in with you throughout the spring.
All right,
thank
man. Y'all check on Bobby. Make sure he's okay. Not get a sunburn somewhere. Go tight.
All right. Thanks, Coach O.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.